presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Pat and Cook, we're hanging out in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Last weekend of the regular season in the SEC next week down in Hoover. Vanderbilt with coming off the 2 out of 3 at Arkansas, the win over the middle week over MTSU. And tonight through Saturday with LSU in town, joined now by Commodores coach Tim Corbin. Good morning, Tim. How you doing?
Hey, Coach.
Greg, John, good morning.
Well, let me ask you this. I always love your analogies. This team to this point, generally, how would you describe what you've been through with this team this season?
I would say you're just watching a younger junior high student become a high school student, I would say, in a lot of different ways. I think there's certainly growth. You can see growth at the plate. You can see hitters checking off of balls that they were swinging at early in the year. Mm. You can see pitchers more comfortable once they get on the mound, watching them learn how to temper their delivery and temper their pitches throughout a game. I just think from a growth standpoint, we're just maturing in the way that you would hope a team does, while it continues to create harmony inside the locker room, which is so difficult this time of year, because as you play and as the outcomes come and go and as people develop roles, there's kids who get left out. And I think if your team can continue growing internally, then you've got a chance to be good. And that takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of care. And you can't let it go. It's almost like raising an infant. You know, it needs a schedule. It needs to be organized, and you need to stay on it. Because if you miss a day or you're not consistent with it, then things can go awry.
More teaching than coaching this year, on and off the field.
I would say it's probably. Yeah, I guess in some regards, you know, internally, you know, in the classroom and just talking, yeah, probably a little bit more so. And actually, it's been pretty good. It's been favorable because we're doing a lot of video game film, which I think has been good because we're continuing to learn about the game, all of us. I think off the field, they've managed themselves pretty well. I think it's a steady group. We haven't, you know, academically, this was our best semester this spring, so that's always good. It kind of tells you what guys are doing, how they're feeling. Their eyes look good right now, and I just think from a personal standpoint, I think we're in a pretty good place. Doesn't guarantee anything, but it certainly means the kids are enjoying what they're doing, and that's the most important part.
Tim, with that in mind, you know, with the final series of the regular season, obviously you want to win. That's priority number one, but are there certain things you look for from your team, you know, heading into the postseason, and certain things you want to see before, you know, you get to the SEC tournament and beyond?
I just think the continuance of confidence, confidence in how you compete. I think when you get to a point where you've been hit in the chin and you've been knocked down a couple times, you start to second guess the player you are or the team that you might be. And I think the ability to get through those moments, which we did in the early part of the year, early part of the year, we kind of jumped out quick, maybe quicker than we should have, because that probably didn't give us a fair indication of who we were. But you can get blinded by that. But then I really think that in the middle of the year, we got hit the way we should have got hit. And what it does is it exploits you. And when it exploits you, it makes you take note of your weaknesses. And the quicker that you can get to your weaknesses, the better it is for you. And we've done that. But I would say that we're still growing. We've got a lot of growth inside this team, and it, you know, whether it's good enough or not, who knows? I just don't know right now. But the resistance that we're going to get tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday is going to be real. And then after that, be real. But I can't even think about after that. I mean, this is a big situation right here in terms of team and what we have to control. So, hopefully we can play with the confidence that we have been over the last couple of weeks.
You know, looking back to Tuesday night, and I know the emphasis so much on the midweek games in non-conference play this year. By the way, what, 21-3? You'll take that every year, especially with some of the teams that you've played. But I love this quote. Of course, Enrique Bradfield stole home, and now Spencer Jones did it. This quote from him in the story, he's talking about you. Coach Corbin looked at me and said, "You think you can steal home?" I said, "Yeah, I think I can steal home." What do you think he's going to say? No, coach, I can't. Huh? Of course he's going to. So you go get it. I love that.
Well, yeah, but I think it's not what they say, it's how they say it.
Okay.
If they say it in a way that I can read, no, this is risky. Sometimes they'll kind of move their head to the side and their eyes go up. I'm not going to let them do it. When a guy looks at me and says, "I can do this," then I'm going to let him do it. And, you know, it's like you got to get that feel. And, you know, he could get thrown out too. You know, he hesitated a little bit. And he still got there. The catcher never got to the plate. It kind of reminded me of the time we stole home against Florida in the SEC tournament. Anthony Gomez and Zanino was the catcher, a big league catcher. And you know the thing is, if the right hander holds his ground in the batter's box, he picks the vision of the catcher, and it makes it very difficult to catch a strike and then go back to the plate because your weight is basically on your heels, really. So you got to retract yourself. You got to get back to the plate. You couldn't, and we stole it. But I think it's all about the confidence in the kid. You can kind of see it in their body language.
Coach, LSU coming in this weekend. Both teams have a lot to play for. It should be a competitive, fun series. Maybe not for the coaches, but certainly for the kids.
Yeah, this will be fun. It'll be fun for me too. It really will. I love this stuff. I think it's, you know, there's only so much you can do. You know, as a coach, I don't. There's nothing I can do. I mean, you set them up to play, and then they've got to play. But last week was a lot of fun at Arkansas. I mean, that was just great atmosphere and just good baseball, playing a good team, no BS, coach is good. You know, it's just like both teams play each other hard. That's it. And then you get into a situation this weekend, you get a very similar situation. You get a very good team offensively. I've never seen so many teams 1-9 that there is no hole. You know, it's like Arkansas. You face them on one night. They got battles, the shortstop, good-looking player, potential big leaguer. He's hitting ninth. And then you play him on Sunday, he's hitting third. You know, it's like those guys just take – it's like a major league lineup. They just they bounce guys around like that. So this LSU team's more of the same. It's going to be a very good test.
Now, Tim, you've been around a while, right? Have you ever seen the raccoon deal that went on down there and the fan catching the raccoon and holding it up? I know you've seen the video. That's just was bizarre.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just part of the SEC, I guess. I dare to say you won't see that in Nashville. You might not see someone holding a raccoon in our stands.
The Whistler's going to scare him away, Coach.
Yeah. That guy had so much courage, he didn't even care, and he was multitasking, too, because he's holding in his right hand, and then he had the phone in the left hand. So I felt like, whoa, that kid's very capable of doing a lot of different things. But, you know, he had no fear. And I listened to him on, I think, the SEC channel. He was talking about it. But, yeah, it was wild, especially for our guys in the bullpen.
Yeah, the reaction of your players in the bullpen is priceless.
Well, we got guys from New Jersey. You know, they're never.
Oh, they got raccoons up. They got bears up there, I think. So, yeah. But
apparently, one got in the Mets dugout last year. Yeah. So, you know,
right. You probably put it there. Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin with us. Tim, let's big picture. Is the body of work there to host a regional?
Might be right now. I mean, in terms of, you know, we've got what strength of schedule, we're 3, RPI, we're 3. We're sitting in the middle of the conference. Yeah, I mean, if you go on years past, I mean, we posted regionals with less. But, you know, it's also one of those situations, as I told the team when I was just giving them some context, because I don't talk about the future. But they need to know what the kind of the parameters of what we're doing are. you know, we could go as high as three, which is probably going to be real difficult to do because it means that those teams would just have to fall flat, which I don't think will happen. And, you know, we have to just do our thing. But we could go as low as 10. So, you know, if that can change quick. We just got to do our job. We just got to play well. And if we play well, then things will happen. If they don't, they don't. Because, you know, I know the kids have, you know, we go on the road, we've fared pretty well. And there's something to be said about, not that you'd rather play at home, but something to be said about playing on the road because it's a very intimate situation in which it's just you. And sometimes your kids, they just rally in a situation where you go, you know, it's just us, fellas. We just look, turn around, and there's no one else here except us, like last weekend. So sometimes that can empower your kids, too. But as far as what's happening after this, we just got to play good baseball this weekend.
You know, hockey teams talk about it all the time, Coach. You know, going on the road, you play a more simplified game. And you're right, they have that, you know, it's just us mentality. Can that transfer to baseball as well?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Because there's the things you do on the road, John, are it's almost like a huge, great camping trip. You know, it's like
I like that.
Well, for instance, you win a game, right?
Yeah.
And then you get on the bus, and now when we get on the bus, we play music, and the kids are singing together. They don't get to do that if we win at home. You know, but everyone's there together. We all eat together. We just all do things together. It's like you're home during the holidays, and everyone's staying inside because it's snowing outside. There's nothing to do, but you're going to just hang with each other. To me, that's the essence of coaching and teaching and just being together. Those damn phones, I can take my phone right now and punt it to Pluto. I don't care if I see that damn thing again. You know, the fact that it's a destroyer, it's destructive of relationships within kids. And just to get those relationships inside that environment, as I've told them, I said, you got few times in your life where you got an opportunity to celebrate, you know, a situation with people around you. And I said, when you have those opportunities to celebrate something that you've done as a group, don't miss it. Because if you miss it and you just turn to a phone, you've missed that opportunity. And there's not many opportunities in life where you can celebrate and laugh and be with the people you really care about.
I want to celebrate Enrique Bradfield and what he did. Obviously the SEC Player of the Week. The offensive component of it now, of course, the game-winning home run Friday in the 10th, the complete game, it just seems, is just coming through now more. We already knew about his, obviously, no one could throw him out. What was he, 8 for 8? But it just seems like more of the complete game is showing up for him down the stretch here.
Yeah, he just competes. He competes really well. I mean, in everything he does, whether it's academic or athletic, when he puts his mind to something, you can see it. His body language is very intentful on what he's doing. And he certainly has been the ultimate competitor here over the last, I would say, month. He's really playing well. He's really focused on the team. He really cares about the team. And you see it come out defensively. You mentioned the base running, base stealing, the hitting. The ball that he hit out, Greg, was down and in with two strikes. It looked like the inning potentially could crash, and he saved us. He's a good player. He's a really good player, and he's a fun kid to be around, too. I enjoy seeing him every day.
I was going to say, he seems like a fun kid to coach.
Oh, yeah, John. I mean, you know, they all are. I mean, and I'm not saying this just because of the moment, but there's no kids in this team where you don't want to be around them. But, you know, and then there's kids, you know, kids come in every day, and you see their teeth. You know, their teeth are right in front of you all the time, and they're it's like a magnet. It brings you towards them, and that's who he is. He's got, you know, a little bit of Tony Kemp in him. He's got a little bit of David Price in him. He's got a little Antoine Richardson in him. You know, it's just like he's got a little bit of everything in him, but those are the types of kids that when they get to the ballpark, they have fun, and they love to be here. Very enjoyable, very fortunate to be around this. I'll tell you, I enjoy every minute of being a teacher in this game. It's a gift that I'll never take for granted.
Now, let's get to the important part. I live my dining life through you vicariously, Tim. So where was dinner last night with Maggie?
Weekly Tim and Maggie Corbin restaurant review.
Yes, where were you last night?
Well, I can tell you where we were during the course of the week. Went to Barcelona last night. We went to, usually after a baseball game, we'll go to Midnight Oil and eat pizza. That's good. But Barcelona last night, went to Jack Brown's the other night. That's good. That's a good hamburger. I don't eat hamburgers, but that was really good. But, we went to, I'll tell you something. I don't know if you guys have ever gone to this place. It's called Walk-Ons. It's not like a big surprise to anyone, but in some SEC cities, I think they started in Baton Rouge, and Drew Brees is part owner. But we went to one in Fayetteville, and we actually went twice in a row. It's unbelievable TV and really good food. There's kind of a Cajun. You can get anything there. You get hamburgers, chicken sandwiches, anything. But they have Cajun food there, too. Really, really good. And I know they have them in some other SEC cities. I'd love to see one of those come to Nashville. It's a really good place.
It's Sports Bistro with R-E-A-U-X. Okay, I'll get the business plan together, Tim, give you a call. So,
I'm serious. Let me know, because I'd be all in.
You don't want to know what I'm doing. All right, thank you, Tim. Good luck this weekend, starting tonight. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.